Baba Basra, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, page 52, side A. And if he did a transgress and kibel min hakotan, he did receive from the minor, so he shouldn't return it back to him because he doesn't know how to guard what you give him, but rather yase loy segula, he should make for him a oitzer, means something which lasts and is not lost. The imeis, and if the minor dies, yachzir liyoshev, then you return it to his inheritors, for example, his father or his brother. The kulon, and all these that were mentioned in the braisa, that is, the woman, the slave, and the minor. Sha'om rubishas misos, and they said during the time that they were dying about the money that they deposited, shel ploinihein, that they belong to this one, yaseh, so then the one who had been deposited, ki feirushon, as they told him, that like the depositors told him, v'im lav, and if not, that means to say, that if it does not seem to the one who was deposited, that the money actually belongs to that individual, but rather that they belong to the owner, or to the master, or to the owner of the house, in which the minor lives by him, and it seems to me that this that they said at the time of their death was because of embarrassment, so that they should not be held as if they were thieves. Yase peirush lifeirushom. So the one who has the deposit should make another interpretation to their interpretation, which means he should not return it to that individual, but rather to return it to the husband or to the master or to the owner of the house. The Gemara brings a story with regards to this matter. The Visu, the Rabbi Bar Chana, the wife of Rabbi Bar Chana, Kiko Shochva Amro, while she was dying, she was saying, Honi Kipi, these Kipi, they were jewelry. So this jewelry that were in my possession, he says they're not mine, but the Marto Bnei Brato. They were of the sage, his name was Marta, and also the sons of his daughter. So after her death, also lekameh derav, so he came before Rav, Rabbi Bar Chana came before Rav, Amarle, Rav said to him, im heim naloch, if your wife is believed to you with what she said, that these agilim actually are not hers, and she did not steal them from you, she didn't steal money from you to buy them. Asei ki perusha, do as she said, and go give it back to them. Ve'iloi. But if not, if you worry that she actually took it from you, asei perush, make another interpretation, li perusha, to her interpretation. In other words, then you're allowed to take him for yourself. Ve'ikodam mrei, and others say, hachi omar le, this is what he ruled to him, I amidaloch. If those people that she says that they are the owners of these agilim, of this jewelry, they appear to you as wealthy people that are fit to go ahead and deposit these types of jewelry, asei ki perusha, then do as her interpretation. V'iloyin, if not, asei pirush li perusha, then make another interpretation to her interpretation and then take him for yourself. We learned in the Braise before that if he went and accepted min hakotan, yase lo yisgula, he should make it into a segula, into an oitzer, so that it's kept. The Gemara tries to find out, my segula, what is this oitzer, this segula that he needs to do? The Gemara explains, Rav Chisda says that he should buy for a minor a sefer Torah, so that he should be able to read in it all days of his life, and that is considered to be the fruits, and the principle remains forever. Rabbi Huna says that he should buy for him a dikla, a palm tree, so that the miner can eat dates from it, and the tree itself remains in existence forever. We learned in the Mishnah, the loyla of benichse aben, that a father does not have a chazaka in the assets of his son. The loyla ben, and the son does not have a chazaka benichse av in the assets of the father. The Gemara is going to deal now. How long don't they have a chazaka? Omar Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef, afilu cholku, even if the father and the son split, and the son is no longer relying on his father's table, he's not somach shulchan av, he's independent and he's not occupying himself in his asset, nevertheless, since they are not, they don't care one another, so therefore there's no achazaka one on the other. But Rava Amar says, no, that if the father and the son cholku, they split, loy, then this halacha was not said, and there is a chazaka one on the other. Omar Rav Yirmiyah Medifti, Rav Yirmiyah Medifti said, Obed Rapapi Uvder, Rapapi made a halacha, paskin, in a dintorah that came before him, and he paskin that in a way, with the father and the son, cholku, they split, loy. No, the Mishnah did not say that, in that case, the Mishnah did not say that they don't have a chazaka one another, but rather they do have a chazaka kerova, just like Rava holds. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, "Ishtoi li Rav Chiya mehurmis archir," that it was related to me by Rav Chiya from Hurmis Archir. The ishtoi li was related to him, Rav Acha ben Yaakov, by Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Mishmei Rav Nachman ben Yaakov in the name of Rav Nachman ben Yaakov, that he ruled that what that cholku loy, if they split, the halacha does not apply. Vilchasa, and so is the halacha that cholku loy, that the mishnah does not apply. The din that it said they don't have a chazaka, but if they split, the din is a chazaka. If the son and the father split, there is a chazaka from one for the other. The Gemara brings evidence from a proof from a braisa. Tanya nami hochi. We also learned so in a braisa. Bein shecholak v'ishtoi shenizgorsha harein kishar kol odom, that a son that split and a wife that has divorced, then they are considered just like any other people, and there is a chazaka. Since we explained already that a father and a son do not have a chazaka, cannot establish chazaka one in the ass of the other, the Gemara explains the halacha of a brother who is in charge in of the assets of the inheritance, and a document went out on his name. So is this something which belongs to him or to all of them? Itmar. We learned in the base medrash, in the learning hall, there was learned, it was said, that Echod min ha'achim, one of the brothers, maybe the older of the brothers, Shahoye noisem noisem betech habayis, he was dealing, taking and giving in the house. In other words, he dealt with all the assets that belonged to them in partnership that they inherited from their father. And then there were documents of purchases of property, ushtores, and also documents of loans, yotzin al shmoy, were going out. People were presenting them that had his name on it, that either he bought or he loaned. V'omar, and he says that that is not part, not related to the inheritance, but shalihem, those are mine, shenoflu li, they fell as inheritance from the home of my mother's father, which they don't have a portion because they had a different mother, and this is his father's mother, and these other brothers don't have a right to any of that, and the brothers don't know if they're his or it's an inheritance of their father's, which also belongs to them. Amarav. Olav, so Rav says about him, about this brother, Olav l'havi rayi, that this brother, he has to bring evidence that that it's his, from his money that he bought it, or that he loaned. Because since also what he is dealing in the assets which belongs to all of them, also his name is written, so we don't assume that money came to him from another place. And he cannot take out the monetary assumption from the assets of the fathers until he brings evidence. We assume that it belongs to the father. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. He says, the brothers need to bring evidence that it's not his. Because since in the end he is holding on to them, and if they cannot bring an evidence that he, the money that he used, the documents is his, then they belong to him, and he will collect, it's his personal purchase, or the loan that he lent, the money will come back to him. Shmuel explains that not in all situations does Rav hold that the nechosim, that the assets belong to all the brothers. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, although that the Rav holds that the brother who has documents written on his name, that had the documents written in his name, that he has to bring a proof that they belong to him, but Moideli Abba, Rav calls him Abba,
That's his name, because Rav's name was Abba. So Abba would admit to me, she'im meis, that if this brother dies, and then the nechosim fall in front of his, inheritance, then al ha'achim lahav yirayu. Then the other brothers need to bring proof that the documents are not his. Because since the orphans don't know that he left, that this brother died now, they don't know where to find evidence that they should show that they're right. And there's documents that were written on the name of their fathers, which prove that they were his. So therefore, the other brothers that were left will have to, if they want to take it off of the Yisraimim, they will have to bring proof that when he bought, or when he bought these fields, or he lent the money, that they were not his personal money, but it was all of theirs. The Gemara asks now on what Shmuel said. On what Shmuel said, that Rav would agree by Yisraim. Maski lo Rapope. Rapope attacked this. He says, "Klum taninu liyasme midi." The loyton lo avoin. Will we then argue for orphans an argument that the father would not be able to argue? Because the father himself would have to bring a proof in order for him to be able to hold on to the assets. So how could we place it in the chazaka, in the ownership of the orphans, without for them bringing evidence? And he proves his words, Varava apik zuke de sar below visifro dagada to miyasmi, because the Rava did take out from the orphans a scissors of surki. Those are garments that with which you cut tzuka de sarbalo, that you cut the these garments. It's a special type of a scissor. And also sifra de agadeta, those are books of agoda which they inherited from their father. He took them out from the Yisrael. Without the first owners bringing evidence that it was just a loan, maybe the father just loaned him the father, and he didn't place it in the ownership of the Yisraim, even though we have a chazaka, whatever is in the hand of the person belongs to him, because it's talking about a situation bedvarim hasuim lahashala haskir, because it was such an item which was meant to lend or to rent out.